I bought a little hobby farm out here about 15 years ago, and I used to come here to the old hotel, and it sadly burnt down in 2006. There was no hotel here for about 4.5, nearly 5 years. I bought the land and the hotel license, and I was a builder in Sydney, and I used to love, I loved it out here. I love it out here, and I came out and built this hotel. So it took me 10 months to build. I had a little bit of help from a good friend of mine, George Matthews, here, and a couple of them, some of the farmers were very good in the way they helped out.
It's a pretty small town, a little hamlet of about 50 people. Is there enough people to maintain a pub?
It's hard to say. The population has dwindled a lot since when I first came here. We used to have a lot, you know, there was more workers on farms and different and things. People have moved away. It's the outlying area. A lot of farmers come quite a distance, you know, just to have a beer and a chat and that, but yeah.
Because end of harvest, I've been into pubs at the end of the day, and a lot of people enjoy a beer after a long day in the paddock.
Oh, yeah, yeah, harvests are generally very good out here. I don't open during the day, during the week, because I just physically can't do everything I've got to do here. But during harvest, I do, and I end up working about 14-hour days. But, you know, there's a lot of truck drivers, a lot of hamburgers, a lot of takeaway meals and things, and then, you know, by at 9:30 at night, a lot of truck drivers coming back in, and you're cooking meals then. So, yeah, harvests are generally pretty good.
So, do you have help in the kitchen?
Not in the kitchen. I do all the cooking. I've got a lady that works with me a couple of nights a week, and she's great. But I pretty much do most of it here on my own.
It's a big job to run a pub on your own.
It is in a place like this because you get very few people want to deliver to you. So to get fresh produce, you've got to drive to, you know, Coonabarabran is a 130-kilometre round trip. Gunnedah's 160-kilometre round trip. So, you know, and you can't guesstimate how busy you're going to be. And that's probably the hardest thing here is that, you know, you go and get good supplies, then people don't turn up, so you're throwing it away. And then other times you get a lot of people and you don't have enough stuff, so you race into town to get more. And, you know, it's sort of when you're doing it all on pretty much on your own. I mean, this, you know, this would be fine if it was probably a couple or two people who wanted to do it. But, yeah, it's just a lot for me. And I've had a bit of illness over the last few years, and I've got to go and get a bit more treatment. So, yeah.
So what's the future of the pub?
Well, it's not looking that great. I've currently got it up for sale, but there's a lot of pubs for sale out there. You know, to the right people, this would probably be a good lifestyle, and they would make a dollar out of it. But, you know, as I say, one person on their own can't really do it.
What role does it play in the community?
I think it's a very important role. You know, we have a lot of people live on farms on their own, and they just want to come and have a chat. And, you know, we're not only a pub; we do coffee and meals and things. So, you know, not everyone that comes here has drinks and that. But and we have a terrific clientele. There are good quality of people out here. You know, so the help I've had and that. But it's, you know, it's good for people that live on their own, and there's a lot of them out here.
Do you have a time frame for when you're going to make a decision about whether you stay or go?
Probably only looking a few more months here.
And do you close the doors if you don't sell it? What options are you left?
Well, that's the thing. I'm probably, you know, if I don't sell it, then I probably do close the doors. So, yeah.
Is that a big loss for you financially?
Oh, it is financially for me because I built the hotel from the ground up and it's only 5 years old. So, you know, the 20th of this month, we've been open 5 years. So what I've outlaid is quite a lot of the time and effort I've put into it. I mean, I did it as a labour of love. It was something I wanted to do, but it hasn't turned out exactly the way I thought.
So you think it would be a viable business if there was a couple as opposed to you working those long, long, long days?
Oh, yes. I think if people wanted to work, you know, I'm not open the hours that I should be. A lot of people turn up here. I've got a DA approved to build 6 cabins out the back here, which I've never got around to, but I get phone calls every day about accommodation, and that's probably what it needs here is those cabins built and to be open longer hours. And so I get cars pull up all the time, but I just can't open the doors and do everything I've physically got to do.
Does it make you sad talking about this?
Oh, yes, yes. It was a dream of mine I had for years. Put a lot into it.
Is there anything that might turn this around for you, or is it too late, the decision's been made?
Oh, no. I mean, it's not something I leave easily. So, you know, it's the option for me would be to keep it open than to leave it. But, yeah, it's just a matter of this treatment I've got to have and how long it's going to take. So,
there's Prima Hotel publican Paul Whipp. George Matthews lives in Bundella, about 20 kilometres from Prima. He often pops into the local pub for a couple of beers.
All the, like the PNC and the Lions Club, and they all hold their meetings up there. And a good Friday night entertainment, but just where all the people get together and just socialise. You know, so.
Is a meeting place important?
So I think it is, because otherwise you just don't see anybody. Because the village has only got about 50-odd people in it. Some of them frequent the pub, but everybody else sort of lives that way out from the pub, you know, and they don't only come in usually on the Friday nights or maybe one other night during the week, but Friday night's the busiest night, of course.
And I guess locals have to have the money to spend at a pub. Is there money around?
Yes and no. I think there is, but once you spend it, it's gone, so you've got to sort of hang on to it. But you can't sort of go to the hotel unless you spend $50 by the time you have a few beers and a meal and things like that. So you can't do it too often. And if there's 2 years, well, it's a lot more.
But obviously not enough people are doing that by the sounds of things. Are the publicans looking at shutting the doors?
That's the reason being. He can't get enough clientele. And he doesn't get any passing trade. He might get a few people from here, Caravan Park. But that's usually only one or two beers, and there's just not enough people around, not like the other places.
What would it mean to the community to lose that pub?
I think it would be pretty hard, actually. I think it would be very hard because it just... Well, more than likely come back down here to the Lions Club, because we used to trade every Friday night for that specific reason, so everybody can sort of be in touch. So if he does close up there, I think we might have to go back into that situation.
And the Lions Club is what, just a shed and a few beers, more or less?
Yes. It's about... There's about 15, 16 members in the Lions Club, plus a lot of other people are just in the area to just come in for conversation. We've done that for about... Well, the original hotel burnt down, and that was closed for 5 years. Well, we virtually traded every Friday night for those 5 years, and it was quite popular.
So you might have to do that again, which is a shame, but at least the community might have somewhere to go and
talk.
That's
about all we can do, I think.